Welcome to the Matisse-Provodnikov conference call. I will now turn it over to Mark Abrams.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this great conference call for this tremendous fight that's going to happen on Saturday, April 18th at the Turning Stone Resort Casino in Verona, New York. The fight will come on air at 9:45 as part of a split-site doubleheader with Terence Crawford taking on Thomas Delorme. On the call, for the first part of the call, will be Team Provodnikov, Banner Promotions President Artie Palullo, the Siberian Rocky himself, Ruslan Provodnikov, along with his manager Vadim Kornilov, who will train, will translate, Hall of Fame promoter Freddie Roach, and also Kelly Abdo and Heidi Strong from Turning Stone are also on the call. Let me turn it over to Artie Palullo. Artie?
Hi. Hello, everybody. It's Art Palullo from Banner Promotions. Good afternoon. Everybody on this call knows that this is one of the great fights of the year for us, for our sport. And I just wanted to, the first thing I want to say is thanks Eric Gomez from Golden Boy and Oscar for helping us put this fight together. It was very easy to do. Eric, Lucas, and Lucas Matiste and Ruslan Provodnikov, both wanted this fight. So it was very easy to put together. Eric and I literally did the deal in maybe 30 or 40 minutes, and this is how one of the great fights of 2015 got made. Very easily, but two guys who want the fight and two promotional companies who work together. It's a co-promotion, and we're doing this event equally together. And it's going to be an exciting night for boxing. I believe it's going to be Corrales-Castillo 1, which I had a good fortune of promoting with Bob Arum and Gary Shaw. That's what I think of the fight. Both guys don't know how to do anything but put on TV-friendly and fan-friendly fights. Before I get into anything else with the show, I'd just like to turn it over to Kelly from Turning Stone, who's the PR manager, would like to say a few words on behalf of our host, Turning Stone Resort and Casino, who went out of their way to make sure that they landed this fight because they're really into the boxing business. They're really fight sites friendly, and they're really into going out of their way to put on a spectacular live event at their location. So, Kelly, why don't you take it from here and say what you'd like to say about Turning Stone.
Sure. Thank you, Artie. Hello, everyone. It's Kelly Abdo from Turning Stone Resort Casino. And as Artie mentioned, we're really excited to be hosting this epic fight and to have everyone here. We're all really looking forward to it, and we have a week's worth of events lined up that we're really excited to host.
Thanks, Kelly. One thing I need to mention, guys, to everybody on the call and ladies and gentlemen, that the reason why the fight is a Turning Stone is because of Ed Allman and Heidi Strong. They wanted the fight. They were aggressive about the fight. They realized what this kind of fight could mean because it could be a historic event because of two great punchers and two great exciting styles. I know Oscar's going to talk about Lucas, but I just like to say that he is a great fighter, and I know his manager slash promoter for 20 years, Mario Arana, and he's an exceptional young man. So it's going to be a terrific fight on their side. As far as Ruslan's concerned, in my opinion, there's none better. We've been together since his very beginning, since his first fight. It's been my privilege to work with him. He's a true athlete. He's very focused on his job. He's extremely focused on being a professional. The VADA, the anti-doping testing is always something that he demands and insists on. He doesn't believe athletes should be anything but legitimate and 100% legal. And his manager is Vadim, who I've been working with for several years. We have a lot of fighters together. And they're just good people, focused on their job. Never an issue about who. It's always, when are we fighting? Let's make the best fights possible. And also now Freddie Roach is on the call with us. As you all know, everybody knows Freddie. And his career changed, Ruslan, when he went to Freddie. The truth of it is, when he went to Freddie, got in that gym, was around world-class guys, the quality of the people he was working with changed, and the development of his career was tenfold. So after saying all that, I want to thank everybody. I'd like to introduce Freddie right now. And as you know, Freddie's training also the great Manny Pacquiao. But I'd like to have Freddie say a few words on behalf of Ruslan and the show. Freddie?
Hey, thank you, Artie. Bruce is doing really well, and he's hitting some really, really good sparring for this fight. We know it's a tough fight, and it's going to be a great fight, and I look forward to it. And on paper, it looks like one of the best fights of the year. So I think it's going to be a tremendous show, and I don't think anyone should miss this one.
Okay, thanks, Freddie. And now I'd like to introduce to you all the Ruslan Provodnikov, the Siberian Rocky, who, as I've said, I've had the good fortune of meeting him and Vadim 7 years ago when I went to Moscow for the first time and signed Ruslan to an exclusive contract. And, boy, did I not know how lucky I was at the time. Ruslan Provodnikov, gentlemen and ladies. Ruslan, you're up.
How are you? Hi.
Well, that's good. You can say something more than one word.
I just woke up getting ready to go to training. I'm happy to hear everybody.
Well, Vadim, would you like to say a few words?
Definitely. Artie, thank you for the great introduction. And, you know, we're here. Ruslan's he's eating as we're doing this. I'm sorry that, you know, he'll be more talkative in about 2-3 minutes. But I'm glad that this all worked out. It's a great fight that everybody's looking forward to. And, you know, Banner Promotions, Golden Boy, Oscar De La Hoya, Artie Pugel, you guys did a great job. And I appreciate in you working together to put this fight together. It's very easy to make. And I think this is the way it should be. This is the way the business should be, is the best fighting the best and the promoters working together. Thank you.
Thank you, Vadim. And I guess now it's back to you for questions and answers, guys. For Mark, how's it go from here?
Maggie?
The lines are now open for questions. If you would like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing star and then 1 on your telephone keypad. That's star and then number 1. Our first question comes from the line of Dan Raphael with ESPN. Your line is live.
Thank you very much. Hello?
Go ahead, Dan. We can hear you.
Hey, thank you. Hey, Artie. Thank you, guys. My first question, Vadim, could you ask Ruslan, what does he believe the impact will be, if any, in the fact that Freddie, because of the Pacquiao training camp, is not going to actually be in the corner, even though he's training him in the gym?
Будет ли какой-то минус от того, что Фредди не будет в углу, и он из-за того, что он тренирует Пакьяо в зале сейчас? Нет, понятно, что мы уже с такими проблемами сталкивались. Самое главное, что он мне весь тренировочный лагерь был со мной, он со мной, и он мне дает и даст все, что мне нужно будет. Так что и рядом со мной будет Марвин, который знает все, что мне нужно будет делать в ринге. Это проблема, которая... Так, за так подошла ситуация, но к этому нужно просто быть к этому готов. Мы готовы к этому, все в порядке, значит, не будет никаких проблем. Everything is all right. This is not the first time that Freddy was not in the corner. For me, what's important is that Freddy's with me throughout the camp, and we're working together as a team to come up with the right strategy and, you know, get ready for this fight. It's not a big deal. You know, Marvin Samorio, who's, you know, Freddy's right-hand guy, is going to be there for me, and I know that Marvin knows what I need to do in the ring, and that's all that's important. So for me, this is not a problem.
Okay, Freddie, are you there?
Yes.
Freddie, I know you always like to be with your fighters on fight night. Obviously, that's a big part of training a guy. Can you speak to the reasons why you won't be there? Is it a matter of...